Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Chrysler is here. Jeff has become a new member of our Brain Trust over the last year or so. He is a lawyer by education, but he's gone over from the dark side and joined the regular folks who in the publishing industry. He's an editor-in-chief, the editor-in-chief at PeopleScience.com, a thought leadership platform for applying behavioral science to the modern marketplace, which we like that a lot. He's the author of Get Rich Cheating and also Dollars and Cents and other books. He's, as I say, he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
National Train Your Brain Day. That was Sunday. What does that mean?
Well, it was a day to learn how to get your brain to perform better. And I really love that because you mentioned People Science. The website I run is about applied behavioral science. And as your listeners may know, behavioral science is essentially understanding the unconscious decision-making that our brain does all the time, why we make irrational decisions, why we can't stick to diets and can't save for retirement and don't engage with work and colleagues and employees.
So isn't discipline a word? Isn't discipline a word you have to stick in there somewhere?
It is, but I think oftentimes we think it's just an easy thing to say. You know, if you were more disciplined or you were a better person, you would get this done. And the truth is, a lot of the decisions we make, the regular choices, the habits we have, they're sort of driven by unconscious forces. And it's not just about trying and wanting to get it fixed. It's really we're having an uphill battle. So the more we understand why we make poor decisions or why we have bad habits, the more we understand like what's behind it, then we can create sort of systems and tricks. And
what is the main reason why we make bad decisions?
The main reason, the one that comes at all, is ultimately emotion. You know, I know that can seem a little soft, and you think, you know, let's not put emotion aside, but emotion is...
Humans are emotional beings. We're nothing
all
if not emotional.
All the time. And we're always... And emotion floods in when we have uncertainty. And when it comes to decisions, it's often fraught with uncertainty, whether that's what's a good investment, or sometimes when I wake up in the morning, should I get up and go have breakfast, or should I get up and go exercise? There's a moment of uncertainty, and we don't like to use our brain. We don't like to think hard, so we let that emotion and sort of how we're feeling guide our decisions instead of maybe what's the most rational choice. And so when those emotions come in, we're not always in control, and the more we can understand how emotions fill that gap, the more then we can make ways to get the better decision.
Isn't it astonishing that humans have evolved to the intellectual beings that we are? And yet we still want – most of us wander around completely out of control. Isn't that astonishing?
Yeah. I mean, well, I think in some ways it's astonishing that we've managed to keep it in control, as much control as we
it's
have.
It's astonishing that we haven't already imploded, right? Even though sometimes I think we're nearer than ever before. Go ahead.
Exactly. No, I sort of agree with that, but I would also say, you know, it's important that we all recognize just how much that emotion and that sort of – some might call it animal instinct. I don't know if I go that far, but that emotion drives us because while we look like we're rational and we get up and get dressed and comb our hair and get on the bus and go to work, moment to moment, day to day, year to year, these emotions are driving us. And if we're not aware that these things are happening, then we can let it get out of hand. Mm-hmm. And I think most of us that sort of in one way or another have our acts together is that we found ways to sort of control our emotions and at least focus them towards a goal that we want to achieve.
One of the things,
you know, going back to the brain.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish.
I was just going to say, going back to the train your brain day, that's, I think, essentially what you can do is you can't change how your brain works, but if you understand what's working, then you can sort of like help guide it towards a better outcome, whether that's dieting or saving more
right.
or making better choices at work or relationships, etc.
One of the ways I've trained my brain over the years is negotiating with myself. I call it negotiating with myself. So for example, I will negotiate that if I forego one thing, that I'll be offered something else that I like that. The other option, I like the other option just fine, just not quite as good as the other option, but the result that I'll get from the lesser option that I still like will actually make me happier. And so that's the kind of the tug of war I have with myself. For example, when I go to the grocery store now, instead of buying ice cream, I just go to the ice cream compartment in the store and visit the ice cream. I don't actually buy it. I just go there and hang out with it. You know what I mean?
It sounds like you're visiting someone in jail.
Exactly. You know, and of course they're yelling, "Jim, eat me, buy me, meet me, open the door."
Exactly.
And I just go visit it, you know, and then I go home.
Well, what's interesting about that is, as you know, sort of silly as it sounds, but it's actually a good strategy, because then you get a little bit of the pleasure that you are seeking in buying the big tub of ice cream. So you're not totally depriving yourself, but you don't then get the bad consequences. And one strategy that we often offer to people when they're having trouble, essentially with self-control, right, with doing something now that may not feel good but will benefit you in the future, right, with passing up the ice cream that you want so that you're healthier in 6 months and 2 years, is to give yourself what we call reward substitution. So in that moment of making the good decision, the decision that's good for your long run, but you don't feel good right now, that passing up the ice cream, give yourself some sort of emotional reward so that you feel like it's a good thing. Again, that feeling, that emotion. And going to look at ice cream is a great thing. You know, maybe, just having someone say, a support person say, "Hey, good choice." Like, little rewards.
How about dark chocolate covered almonds? See, dark chocolate is good for you. Dark chocolate is good for your heart. Almonds are health food, so it's like eating a salad, right? No, I'm serious though. I backed off on ice cream, and I eat three or four little dark chocolate covered almonds. I call them my little jewels, and that's my negotiating. What do you think?
I think that's better than eating the big tub of ice cream. Is it eating a salad? No, but you know what? Life, you got to have some pleasure in life.
So. Is so good.
No, stick with the almonds.
Mint chocolate almonds. Chip rum ray. Oh, my God. I need your website quickly, Jeff.
PeopleScience.com.
Check it out. Jeff Chrysler and I will be right back, folks. More of this kind of mayhem after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.